On this Tuesday afternoon, we're now joined by Donda. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, farmers are really anxious and ready to roll across the Corn Belt. Actually, I think probably a few of them are getting started about to, given whatever the moisture levels happen to be in their soils. What can you tell me about the next 10 days or so?
Well, we're going to need to exercise some patience. The recent spell of really chilly weather is going to ease a little bit. The focus of the colder than average temperatures will be more towards the Great Lakes, New England, and the northeastern United States. But it's going to be a slow process. It's going to be a week to 10 days before we get our temperatures back to normal. The warmer weather will develop first in the western and northwest Corn Belt, and we'll see some of that early to the middle parts of next week. But until then, it's going to be a little cooler than normal, and we're also, in the next 10 days, going to see some fairly good chances for precipitation, especially in the central, eastern, and southern Corn Belt areas. Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, southern Iowa, those areas look to be the wettest.
And how about Iowa, the Dakotas, and Minnesota?
There's going to be precipitation up there, but it looks like the heavier precipitation will be along and south of I-80. I think that's the dividing line between the heavier moisture and the more moderate moisture to the north and west of those areas. But those wet areas of the northwestern Corn Belt still will get some precipitation, but it doesn't look to be as heavy as those central and southern areas.
As we get to the end part of April here, the last 10 days and moving into May, many places are past the last frost days, though it was pretty cold in parts of April. Do you have concerns still?
I do, at least here for the next week or so. There's a lot of cold air still, although I think, fortunately, the bullseye of the cold over the next 10 to 14 days will be more towards the eastern Great Lakes and the northeastern United States. So I think there will be some reason to relax a little bit on some of this cold, but we got to get between now and the weekend, we got to get through the next 5 or 6 days here before it does get a little bit warmer.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.